The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
.10:03 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. If you want to hang out with us, you're more than welcome to do that. Anything that you want. Eric, this is like his third or fourth tour of duty, isn't it?
Get Eric.
By the way, Young Friday's here today. You didn't tell us Young Friday was here.
Yeah, I didn't announce it, but if you walk out there, he's right there.
Yeah, I saw him. Yeah. I don't walk out there too often.
Do I need to announce that on the show?
Well, we haven't had any interns, so it's good to have the interns back now.
How does it change what you do?
No, but I, just seeing Young Friday out there made me reassuring that the coronavirus is over.
It's good for you?
Yes. Yeah.
All weekend long, I didn't see one thing about coronavirus.
Oh, don't worry. I saw enough. Well, you guys know coronavirus still exists, so all these people in masses, just wait for it. Just wait for it.
It's gone. Coronavirus.
Yeah, we can't have any fans in the stands, but man, we got people, I mean, jammed together.
It really is weird. Like, I'm like, man, I guess if people want to take their shot with loading up a stadium, I suppose. I wonder if anyone's opinion is going to change. Well, it will be interesting to see how numbers. These were all major cities. Well, most major cities.
Well, there's
even if it wasn't violent or whatever, there were plenty of people who were all together.
It was more than. Do you see Greenville, South Carolina, all this stuff going on?
See Wisconsin?
I mean, everywhere.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Everywhere. What, a bunch of white people running around?
Yeah. There were. Yeah. But it was, that's why this feels different, Dell. But I get you. I understand what you're saying.
I hope everyone's right. In terms of how people are reacting, I hope that continues. And maybe just this weekend was overbearing for me, just watching the interactions between officers and
it's
civilians.
A lot. I was the same way. I had to shut it off. I literally, on my phone, I don't have Twitter anymore, on my iPad. I got it on my computer today, but I can't let that bring me down at some point. I still have to be a dad. I still have to be a husband. So I still have to. Man, I had a great phone call, got me back on track a little bit yesterday, but so, we'll see, man. We still have to deal with all the coronavirus stuff, too. That's the fallout for that.
Yep. All right, let's get Eric in here. He's been waiting. This is his third
tour. By the way, day one hurricane season today.
Yeah. Welcome.
Hey, guys.
What's going on,
Eric? A lot of people. What's up, guys? A lot of people talking about they're tired of hearing about this racism, but our black and Latino brothers and sisters are tired of living it. And also, you know, why didn't Walmart get looted? Did classy looters know they only go to Target?
If you missed it, he asked, why didn't Walmart get looted? And something along the lines of, only classy looters. We only had classy looters. That's why they went to Target.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
That's what he said, if you missed it. I mean, I know you positioned it like Eric had tried to get in three times. Yeah, we should have made him try to get in a fourth time. Because that's Eric Wong.
What the hell is wrong with Eric Wong?
I don't know.
Were you just asking 2020?
Yeah. This is new for you?
No.
Did you not know?
What the hell? I didn't know it was that.
Let's get OU Mike in here. Whoa, what? I can't
believe.
How'd this happen?
Hey, let's have Longhorn Scott. What? He's going to say something inflammatory? I can't believe he did that.
You just made the list, Del.
No, what the hell?
That's fine. I know who he is. I'm not afraid.
You just made his anti-Longhorn list.
I've always been anti-Longhorn. I hope I was on that list.
Yeah, that's why you've always been on the list, though.
I hope I've always been on that list.
All right, 713-780-3776.
Weird what he brings to the show, I think, sometimes.
Let's get Aaron in here.
Aaron wants to get in here. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, so I just wanted to share my experience. I'm a 25-year-old black male, and I decided to go downtown this weekend to peacefully protest. And I felt it was pretty unorganized, and it lacked support from those above, say, like 30 years old. I understand Corona is around, and that's a fear for a lot of people. But I also feel that you know, the dissemination of the videos on social media of just young kids breaking things and doing all the looting. I really felt like that. Like that kept a lot of people from that made it real easy for them to be turned off by the situation. And my experience out there was completely different. I spent over 12 hours on 2 days out there, and not once did I see any looting. The worst I seen was people spray painting things. I left out my house with no weapons. I left out my house with my voice and didn't return with it. But, you know, some of the tactics they were using, it really felt like they were in the us versus them mentality. We were standing on the front lines and, you know, trying to talk to these officers. They wouldn't open up, say one word. A few of them, they even sat there and smiled in our faces, which really, really, really hurt. You know, our mindset, we were trying to tell them, you know, we understand you guys are here. You're trying to do a job, but the way you're treating us right now, you're not here to protect us. You're here to be a presence. You're here. It's a couple instances where we were just walking down the streets, and cops would use their cruisers. They were speeding all around us, and they would try to corner us like we were a chattel. They would corner us on these streets, and we would have to stand there for a while They wouldn't let us move. And also a couple of times, you know, we'd be at least maybe like 2 or 3 feet away. You know, I'm doing a thing smart. I got my mask on. I'm not trying to catch COVID or anything. I don't want to be all up in their face. We're about 3 feet away. And I guess they get an order to just move forward. So they just, they start moving forward on us and pushing us out the way, merely to stand in the same spot we were standing in, yelling at us, "Move back, move back!" And we're like, "We're just standing here talking to you guys." And I actually got hit by a couple of them because I was standing my ground. I was like, "I mean, what's the point of trying to move us back just to prove that you're some type of authority?" And like I said, the story on from what I've seen on social media and what I actually seen being out there day and night, and I really feel like, you know, with social media, it's so easy for people to be turned off. It's so easy for I seen people on social media, you know, worrying about law enforcement animals, and I'm like, I understand. I'm not for violence. I didn't go out there to be violent, but when you decide to focus on that, you take away from the message, and there's no excuse for hurting anybody. To make your point, we can make our point, and with our words. But you know, people be like, "Well, black people kill black people all the time." And I've seen that excuse thrown around so many times, Sure, people kill people all the time, but I don't pay black people to protect me.
Right. We're going to cut it there, Aaron. We appreciate it, man. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Go to Buns. If you want something more organized, Bun and Trey the Truth. I know we're part of a group organizing a peaceful protest starting at Discovery Green tomorrow, 3 p.m. And I think you're going to find that's going to be much more. And he said they will not be tolerating people who try to infiltrate the group to have their own. You want to be, you know, whether you believe it's Antifa or the alt-right or whatever, if you're in there just to try to tear stuff up and you're trying to hijack a movement, he goes, that's probably not going to go great for you because that's not what we're trying to do. So be aware of that. And I think you'll find that that's going to be way more organized than what you dealt with yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the police are involved in a positive way with this one as well. So it's kind of, I think you're going to see something that I feel like it's should be safe enough to bring a couple of my boys and my wife. So we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 1013 ESPN 975 713 780 3776. Come hang with us.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 1016, 713-780-3776. The show's basically been about all the issues that going on today. If you've got some thoughts before we finish up, we will more than likely. We're going to do a News of the Weird. Dell missed Throw Shade Thursday last week. We'll try to.
I didn't miss it. I thought it had been put on hold.
No, it hadn't been put on hold.
It's a different show altogether.
It's not the creator, show.
Yes, it is.
It's the same show.
No, it isn't.
Minus.
And it's,
rest in peace.
And there's also a different name because it's still The Bench. And the guy who created it is gone. So I thought, hey, maybe we don't do News of the Weird with his voice in it anymore, do we? Because he's not around anymore.
You can still do it. You can still do it. Weird.
It feels weird. It feels weird to do it.
No, you can do that.
You can hear those sound bites from the real show. He's got his podcast that he's continuing. He's going to have Eric Layton on soon. So Raheel's still around. Not he's dearly departed to us, but he's still on Twitter.
You think Raheel is still around?
Yeah, he's dead to me. But for the rest of you, you can check him out, and he's got the Raheel Show podcast.
I thought he died, but okay.
See,
all right.
See, I told you, he's dead to us.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 to get in here with us on ESPN. 97.5. Ruben Fothery has apparently committed to Texas A&M. Josh Henson. Some college football news. Oh, and other college basketball news too. By the way, is how about the Mac? What's his name from Georgetown?
The white Mac McClung.
McClung. He's going to Texas Tech.
Yeah, he was a YouTube
and
sensation.
Did you see how he did it?
How did he do it?
He said, I just felt like I had to get out of here. There were events that made me feel like I needed to get out of here, and I feel like I can be in a better place. And so he's not going to have to sit for a year because he put it in that way to where I feel like he used the word safe. I got to get the exact words of it, but it was like, oh my goodness. That's all you have to do is use some keywords.
Well, yeah.
There were events that made me feel like I had to get away.
Well, Justin Fields, we know what particularly he used. I believe it was the slur that was thrown out. He wanted out of.
That's all you have to do is throw one slur out there.
At least that slur was heard. I'm not sure what. Not that Matt McClung didn't feel safe. I just don't know what he's talking about.
Here's what he wrote. It was a number of different events that made me feel I had no choice. That's a good word.
No choice. Yeah.
But to transfer from Georgetown. I really wanted to stay, but things throughout my career made me realize that I couldn't. Not didn't want to. So this is a lesson for all. I'm looking for a place I can call home, a place I can be a part of a family and help them succeed. Mm-hmm. All of those are really, really good keywords for all of you that are transferring and don't want to sit a year.
Yeah.
Different events. I don't have to pinpoint any one thing. No choice. Wanted to stay. I couldn't. Looking for a place, call home. Part of a family. These are all, man, you want to talk about a sharp kid.
Huh? Yeah, you don't mention I needed, nothing. I wanted a better opportunity to play.
No, I didn't like the offense.
What about untenable, if you threw that in there?
Untenable is a good word.
That's another word you can use.
Untenable is a good word.
If I use the word untenable, and I think the NCAA is, we're not sure what exactly that means, but we don't want to get involved in it, so you get to leave. And play immediately. Look, the NCAA has become, a kinder organization when it comes to transfers. As long as you do what Mac McClung did and make it seem like you are under some yoke that you can't get out from under, you can go. Right. And they'll let you play immediately.
Immediately. That's the way to go about this, youngsters, for those of you that want to transfer.
Yeah, before that one-time transfer with no sitting rule goes into place, follow the Mac McClung example and throw an untenable and you won't get rejected.
Who was it? Is it the SEC that has called for an immediate paying of players players being able to use their likeness? I think it's the SEC.
I don't know. Is that
because California doesn't kick in until 2023? I'm pretty sure it was the SEC. Or no, it was all Power 5 conference.
Yeah, it was all Power 5. Yeah.
All Power 5 is called for. We ain't waiting on you, California. We ain't waiting on all of that stuff. And all that. No, we're going now. And the NCAA is probably, what the bleep?
Power 5? We thought we had a couple years to figure out how we could.
Power 5, I thought you was going to be our friend.
We had a couple years to pull off our grift and how we could take like 70% of that. Now we have to up the timeline where we can take that money. Yeah, the commissioners from all the Power 5 schools sent a letter on May 23rd to the congressional leaders, and they want that Power 5 law in place.
Mm-hmm.
Compensation law.
Yeah, they want it now. And you know what? Good for them. Go get the kids paid. Because, yeah, none of these kids, none of them are benefiting. JT was like, should have waited to have that kid.
A couple years.
Every single thing is... It was right after everything.
All the major decisions.
All the major decisions. It was just screwed up.
Yeah, they encouraged federal lawmakers not to wait for the NCAA process to play out before passing a national law that would set parameters for college athletes to be compensated for use of their names, images, and likenesses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully that will happen. There's a story here. Biggest headache for every NFL team. Packers are receivers. The Broncos is their offensive line. The Cowboys is Dak's contract. What do you think the Texans' biggest headache?
Well, I put the article on there, so I know.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Pass rush.
Yeah. I mean,
how about this is... my head's going to explode. It's going to explode. They just gave Whitney Mercilus $54 million. He's not even mentioned in this. Houston had trouble with the pass rush for much of last season, trading Jadeveon Clowney before week one and losing J.J. Watt to injury. The Texans' sub-5% sack rate was fourth worst in the league, but they're hoping for better health from Watt and early round draft picks Ross Blacklock and Jonathan Greenard. What? You just gave your outside... Will linebacker, that's the weak side linebacker, who is your rush linebacker. You just gave him $54 million, and he's not even mentioned that he's got to do something for you?
He's your third highest paid player currently. Your top five is J.J., Laramie, Whitney, David Johnson, and Will Fuller.
I mean, honestly, I can't continue to bring this up, but of all the contracts, I mean, David Johnson is almost criminal. That's almost criminal that they got David Johnson for, and they're paying him $12 million, 11 plus. But by the time March rolls around, it'll be 13. It's almost criminal, but yet the worst contract might be Whitney Mercilus's. Even though JJ only plays half the games, it's still a better deal at $20 million than Whitney Mercilus's deal.
Yeah, as far as cap hits, JJ's at 15.5 this year. Whitney's at 12. This year, and yeah, it's awful.
It's awful. I mean, you were the fourth worst in the league according to this sub-5% sack rate. I don't know what the hell that means, but and you're getting nothing out of that, and you give him like premier money for his production. Because he's a good guy.
Good in the community, practices hard.
Yeah.
Great
teammate.
Remember that time he had a couple sacks?
Remember?
No, I actually don't remember.
No. Well, he did, though, because, and again, I keep going to this, but in the middle of the year, he went 9 weeks with half a sack. So he did have a couple of games early on. I think he got 2 1 week, and he got another one, So, in like 3 weeks, he picked up 4. I'm pretty sure. Look at his game log.
It'd be interesting to see who those numbers came against, too. Like, if he was racking up sacks.
Well, he did get 2 in 1 game, so we better give him 54
bad
million.
Bad teams. Hey, that's production over 1 game span, which is how you dole out contracts.
Well, But what did he? Well, you got to look up his stats for 2016. See where.
Wait, but that was now 4 years ago.
Well, that doesn't matter. That's what we're basing on money, giving our money to people.
Sacks for Whitney Merciless.
You got his game log?
Yeah. He had one in week one against New Orleans, two against the Jazz,
yeah.
One against the
Chargers.
See,
there's four in 3 weeks.
Then another one against Carolina.
Five in 4 weeks.
Then he put up a half a sack for the next
nine games
until he got to Tampa, where he got two. And then that's what solidified his contract, right? Or did he already get
seven
the contract?
Seven and a half. There it is.
Did he get his contract before the two-sack game against Tampa or after?
No, after.
Well, production late in the year, John, in a big game.
Was it?
Well, yeah.
What happened against Kansas City? What happened against Tennessee?
Well, what do we care about? He got a sack against Buffalo in the playoffs.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there it is. That's why he got the big money.
Against Kansas City, he had one total tackle.
One total tackle?
Yes.
Well, I think that was more than J.J.
He did. Well, J.J. was tired. You saw him chasing Pat Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Oh, J.J. losing the edge and then chasing Pat Mahomes will get you tired. So, Whitney had four quarterback hits in the playoffs. That gets you that type of deal. Three against the Bills, one against the Chiefs.
Well, and it sure did slow the Chiefs down.
Well, in the first quarter and a half.
When did those hits come?
Well, I imagine the first quarter and a half.
Well, even still, if Mahomes gets rid of the ball and throws a touchdown, but you got a quarterback hit.
Body blows, John.
Got a quarterback hit.
It's not always about the knockout punch early. It's the body blows. And we saw how Mahomes struggled late in that game.
Yeah, he really did.
Yeah, all he had to do was,
I saw how he struggled.
All he had to do was
only put up 51.
No, late in the game when all he did was hand off because the game was out of reach.
Then I don't think that's when the quarter. Do you think the quarterback hit came after he handed off?
Mahomes wanted to go for 60, but he was too sore. The ribs hurt from the hits that Whitney put on him, or the hit, the singular hit.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
So well worth it, and we can watch Whitney and JJ. Combined, what cost the Texans somewhere in the neighborhood of $27 million for this year? And, well, we'll see. And yet, pass rush is a concern.
Under, over, combined, Whitney and JJ.
I'll put it at 15 and a half.
I think it'll be, well, JJ's got to stay healthy, first of all. And Whitney's got to come up with another big 7.5 year.
John, 7.5 sacks is, and he played a total of 18 games. That's a great number.
Seven and a half? And he
actually, got, maybe the playoff game gave him 8.5.
Eight and a half.
He had 8.5 over, actually, he didn't play against Kansas City for the first time. So 8.5
over 16
over games. 17 games.
Over 17 games.
Yeah.
Basically, a half a sack a game.
And that's
not
why
basically a half a sack.
And that's
game.
Why you get that type of money.
What kind of? That's unbelievable numbers right there.
So over 15 and a half for them combined.
Half a sack a game. Wow. Kind of pressure. You can't buy that. Yes, you can,
John. They bought it. What do you mean you can't buy that type of pressure? They actually bought it.
They did buy it. It's expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive pressure.
Yeah, that's like high-rise pressure.
Holy crap. He's living in a suite.
Yeah. Well, the Texans are paying him like he's a sweet type of pass rusher.
And he's got a pancake ass.
If we're going to continue with that, yes, he's more like I can't use that. People get upset when I use that name.
Who?
Can't use it. Sorry, there's a ties. Oh, I know. Ties to Houston. I can't use that name. People get upset. So
can't
sorry.
Use that name.
Oh, you would turn her down, Dell. Well, that wasn't really the question.
It wasn't the question. No. You can't use that name. 1030 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Another list out of the coaches on the hottest seats. I'm happy to report Bill O'Brien is not on that list.
Well, I wasn't in any fear of that. But it's good to know we have some stability at the coaching position here in Houston.
Right. Well, who's going to fire him? The general manager?
It seems like it'd be counterproductive for the general manager to fire himself.
Well, I'm telling you, the only way, and now he is a football coach, but the only way that Bill O'Brien would not be the coach if he has any success, if he continues to have success, because he's had success, is that if he says, I just want to be GM now.
And do we think he has that type of personality?
I don't think he does, no.
I don't know. I would imagine if it became a thing where it was wearing on him, he would drop the GM stuff and still be a football
coach. Oh, no, no chance. No chance he'll let somebody else buy the groceries. No, I think much...
He would rather not be the coach if he had to choose?
He would rather be the boss, because the GM is the boss.
Well, how about he's the coach and the GM is the only GM in the name, where Bill still has final control. But he doesn't have to do all of those things that a GM does.
Well, then he wouldn't name him GM. He would name him
player
personnel director.
Yeah, probably. Well, just give that to Jack Easterby.
Well, right. Unless he needs somebody else.
Why would he need someone else?
Because they're not good at this.
Well, do you think they know they're not good at this?
No.
Then what? Yeah.
But they'll find out they're not good at it if they don't have success.
Well, they'll just say the players are
wrong.
But
Cal still won't fire him if he doesn't have success. Or Cal might say, it's too much, Bill. Which one do you want?
And you think Bill takes GM?
He takes GM.
A football coach giving up being a coach. That'd be unique, I think.
Well, he's a GM now, though.
I know, but he's a...
Got that taste of power.
I know, but his trade, at least what we thought, was a coach. I don't know if that happens. Would a coach just give up? If he had to pick one, I thought coaches usually pick being a coach, because that's what they love to do. You think Bill's at a point where he would rather be the GM and not be down on the field on Sundays?
Well, one thing we'll find out for sure is if how much he actually gives up to Tim Kelly, how much of play calling, if it lasts more than a game or two like it did with Godsey, I don't know.
It all depends.
We all make a play. No, who's calling the plays? We see you with the big IHOP menu. We see you calling, telling Deshaun. We see you.
You can't fool us.
We're not stupid.
There are cameras everywhere.
Yeah. We're not stupid, Bill. Stop lying about everything. Everything he lies
and
about.
And things you don't have to lie about.
No. He lies about everything, and he doesn't have to lie.
They're not state secrets. Just say you call plays. It's fine.
Yeah. No. I'm calling plays again. Yeah, that's all. Why? Because I want to call plays.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Right. That's my job. I'm calling plays. That's all. The guys that are on the hot seat, Matt Patricia with the Lions. Yep. Doug Marrone, obviously. Right?
Yep.
And Dan Quinn. But that guy is really...
Dan Quinn, I feel like he should have been gone 2 years ago. How long was that Super Bowl now? Was that 16?
Was it 16? It might have been. And or 17 Super Bowl.
17 years, 16 season, maybe?
17 Super Bowl.
I'll look it up. I feel like Dan Quinn has been doing this thing for the last 2 to 3 years now, where everyone thinks he should have been gone. And he finds a way.
There's a guy that relies on his other guys. Because at any point did he tell Shanahan, run the bleeping football?
No.
Up 28-3.
No, he should have.
Run the football.
There was that game was being, I don't know how I saw it. Maybe it was being replayed, or maybe just a clip about the Falcons they were talking about. There was a 3rd-and-1, I don't know, on their own side of the field with, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes ago, something along those lines. And the worst thing that could happen was you turn the ball over and give the Patriots a short field. Strip sack, Patriots. On 3rd-and-1, strip sack, recovered by the Patriots, really reignite the comeback. Right. A punt, you run the ball, you don't get it. The worst thing that could happen. And that pretty much was the thing for the Falcons the rest of the way. So Dan Quinn's record, 11-5, 2016 year, they go to the Super Bowl. 2017, they make the playoffs. So now they lose in the divisional round. So not as much success, but certainly not a terrible year following the Super Bowl collapse. 7-9, 7-9 in the last years. And Arthur Blank is like, we'll give you one more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see. He took him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's not like he was immediately terrible after that. They made the playoffs.
What's surprising about them is how soft they are.
Him being the former Seattle coordinator and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The defensive guy.
Yeah. And, you know, how they just lay down and they just get their ass handed to him defensively. It just really is very surprising.
Yeah. That's your side of the ball. You have a legitimate, whether Matt Ryan's star is still as bright as it was during that Super Bowl year, you still have a legit quarterback on your roster. You had weapons in the past. Julio's still around. But your defense has been trash, or at least certainly soft on occasion.
Yep. Why is all you Mike on there?
I don't know. You mentioned him.
I didn't mention him. I think Lance did.
Oh, yeah. He did mention him. Do we want to go to OU Mike?
Let's hear him.
You always side on let's hear him.
Let's hear OU Mike. Hey, OU Mike.
Enough is enough. You guys keep taking Eric Wong's phone calls. I mean, do y'all want people to come down there and smash the glass on Joel's pocket watch or steal Charlie's booster chair? Enough is enough.
That was one of his better calls.
You like that?
That actually was one of his better calls.
He took a couple shots at people that are following us, which I don't actually mind so much. It's not like they can't take it, but nice job. I'll give that a solid B. That's not bad.
No, it's way better than I thought, than I was expecting.
Certainly.
Yeah, enough is enough.
Does Joel have a pocket watch that I don't know about?
I don't know about it, and Charlie doesn't have a booster chair.
No.
So, but that not that part, but just the whole Eric Wong calls. Yeah.
Well, he may have a point.
And by the way, for those of you who didn't understand the pancake ass reference last segment, is that's all in about Freaky Deke. When Earl Thomas's wife found him and his brother in bed with women, mm-hmm. She came up and she had a gun and she pointed to his head. And then he got the gun or something. Then she had a knife, and he was like, "Girl, you gotta act your ass."
Okay? And he pretty much said, "You can't act that way because your ass ain't good enough.
You don't have a good enough ass.
Yeah,
acting like that." So that was that.
Yes.
And then you made reference to
a famous
person here that you'll go unnamed.
Yeah, because people get upset and it's body shaming of a woman. But yeah. Huh.
The whole thing is body shaming.
That's
the woman.
That's true because we're talking about pancake ass. But John made the reference that Deshaun may have a Amber Rose type ass because he has the potential to be that type, particularly.
Right.
And Whitney is getting paid like he has an Amber Rose, but he really has a pancake.
He's got a pancake.
Yeah. Yes. It's all a very convoluted way to say, women, if your ass ain't great, relax.
So that's how you can act now.
Yeah, your ass determines how you can be offended or not offended by what your significant other does, according to Freaky Dicky.
That's a Freaky Dick thing.
Yeah,
we
wouldn't ever promote that. As women, you are free to act the way you like, as independent, strong, and right-thinking individuals. Unless your ass is flat, then relax.
Then,
according to some people, according to sources to close
freak.
To me.
Not according to us.
No, not us. I would never say your ass determines how you can act around me.
Because
to be honest, if your ass is flat, you wouldn't be around me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But fine.
It's act your ass. That's all I'm saying. Just act your ass. That's it. All right. News of the weird. Let's break this up, and we'll do some news of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5.
But first,
I want to talk about, those are my peeps over at HRP. Yeah, this is a tough time. I don't know if you guys remember, there's a thing called coronavirus going on. I'm not sure if anybody remembers that. Yeah, that actually is happening in this world, in this country. And here's the deal is that it's ruined businesses. But, okay, what about all of your... and unemployment claims. Okay, what about all those? What are you going to do about those? Well, that's right. HRMP is taking care of that. What about your Affordable Care Act that still needs to be? What about your PPP? What about your small business loans? What about all of these things that are going on right now in the world that your financial department, your CFO is like, wow, there is a boatload to do. Well, our CFO has HRMP, because HRMP cannot be better at what they do. HRMP.net. We love them. You're going to love them. Oh, and by the way, the payroll, take care of all of that. If you've got 15, 20 to 50,000 employees or more, well, then you, my friends, are in business, get in business with HRMP, because they can take care of all of that, and they can take care of it in different states. You have to go with HRMP. We love them. You will love them too. They have been so on top of our loans, our PPP. They've been so on top of everything. And if your payroll company hasn't been, you need to go with ours. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Wow, IKEA is back open again. They have 5-mile lines. Did you see this?
No. What is so important about IKEA? What's in there? Well, I know it's in there, but what's so attractive that you need to wait in line?
I don't...
The meatballs?
IKEA? The furniture store?
Yeah. They have meatballs in there. Is that what it is?
Yeah. That is... I don't know what the hell it is, but that is really, really unfortunate for anybody that's waiting in a 5-mile line to get into an IKEA.
Where is this?
Where is it? I don't know.
Because I can't imagine what would lead anyone to do that. Why that IKEA? Why is it important?
IKEA shoppers in disbelief. It's in the UK.
Well, they're weird over
there. They are weird over there. They don't have better furniture. Nothing wrong with IKEA's furniture.
It's fine, but I wouldn't wait in a 5-mile line for it.
Yeah.
You can order, by the way, you can order that stuff from IKEA. They'll send it to you. You don't have to wait in a line for it.
Did you see the video of the woman stealing a cheesecake in the riot?
I saw her walking around with the cheesecake. I don't know where she got it from, but it was funny to, in all that chaos, just a woman with the full cheesecake. Just walking around. What about the people riding police horses? Did you see that?
No.
There were multiple people just riding police horses. I don't know if the police jumped off of them in the chaos.
And people just...
just took them and started riding them.
Isn't that horse thievery? Can't you get hanged for that?
That's a big deal back when horses were a huge deal.
Yes, you
can't steal someone's horse, they could kill you.
They could kill you. Yeah, it's legal to kill you. And did you see the dude in Philadelphia? He had the cop hat on. He stole a cop hat and he was going around and he had some wire cutters and he was puncturing the tires
of cop cars.
Oh, yeah, with a cop hat. Just a cop hat, and then he had his regular clothes on.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
You're playing a dangerous game there, buddy.
Yeah, you are. It's California looters. Turned out they started looting each other as they were brawling over looted clothing.
That's always a thing I never, like, you see that stuff in movies where people are in, like, in these type of post-apocalyptic things or riots, people fight each other. I wonder why that doesn't play out more, and I guess you just gave me an example. You took those shoes? I wanted those shoes. That's the last pair.
Right.
We're going to fight over them and see who wins. Battle the fittest. Look, the whole looting thing is not cool, but if you give me, like, looting fights... Like, if you just circled the people and said, hey, this the pair of shoes is on the line. That's the grand prize. I will watch it. I would watch that and see who wins and see how important those shoes are to you.
We got a little lecture.
From who?
China.
China's lecturing us?
Yeah. Urging U.S. to eliminate racial discrimination and protect minorities. That seems like a pot calling the kettle.
Man, we used to have the moral high ground on a lot of things, but even... And certain things have taken a downturn, but I'm not taking that from China.
Mm-mm.
I'm not going to accept
really,
that from China.
Really, China?
Look, we got our own problems, but let's not pretend.
That's all we got to say. Just don't say Hong Kong, though. Do not mention Hong Kong to them, okay? Did you see the dude with the bow and arrow?
Yeah. He got swarmed like...
Oh, my goodness. So, dude gets out of his car with a bow and arrow and starts shooting...
Apparently he had stationed himself somewhere else, or maybe I just saw from a different angle, but he was circling around his car screaming "All Lives Matter" and stuff, and people were like, "Yeah, shut the F up," stuff like that. And then he pulled out his crossbow or whatever you want to call it.
No, it was like a regular bow, right?
Yeah, he had it and he started firing at people, And the problem with that weapon is you can only fire it once.
Unless you're Legolas.
Yeah. And that guy didn't look like Legolas.
No.
So as soon as he got the one arrow off, like a crowd of 15 people beat his ass down.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then they torched his car. They burned his car. Yeah. Wow. That is really, really unfortunate for that. I felt bad for that guy. Of course, don't get out with a bow and arrow and start shooting people. Okay? That's probably not. Hey, good news. University of Saskatchewan reducing tuition by $18 this fall semester.
What brought that on?
Coronavirus.
So a grand total of $18?
Yeah.
I wonder how they did the math. How do they is it just a discount for their students? How do they come up with $18?
We're giving you a discount. Hey, look at us. $18 less this year.
I want the accounting. How did you come up with $18? And how did Corona affect you to the point that it was only an $18 discount?
Oh, really? How many students they have? What if they have like 25,000 students times 18? You know how much money they're losing here? Now all of a sudden, let's take a macro view.
Oh, you think they were simply just being even before now, and now they're going to be losing money on the deal?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's how school, now they're losing. That's how school works. That's how universities work.
Mm-hmm. Our top officials might, you know what? Top professors, they might have to take a pay cut. COVID-19, the cartels are none too pleased about it. Apparently, it's costing the cartels millions of dollars because people are buying fewer drugs, less coke right now.
Well,
is there any way we can do? Is there something we can do about this?
What does the cartel want? What is the cartel planning on doing about it?
I thought we were still doing our alcohol, and I thought we were doing pretty good. We're still drinking.
Some people have to decide what type of discretionary income do I have? Do I have money for the drugs or don't I? Now, what I would say is the cartels aren't doing their jobs, because if you had enough addicts, I don't think COVID would have mattered. Are there clientele dying off, or are they simply not buying?
But they don't have the money, first of all, and then they can't go out. They can't find their dealers.
Yeah, they don't have jobs.
I mean, you can't just go to the corner anymore. There's your guy.
That's true. It's about supply and demand. You probably don't have enough supply and not enough demand.
Well, plus, if I can't go to bars, you know, do all kinds of, I got a buddy that has stopped drinking altogether.
Because he can't do it at
bars. Yeah, he can't watch sports, can't go to bars.
He's a social drinker, and he doesn't do it at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get that.
And now you think a lot of people are not going to do coke at home? I guess, maybe.
I think people like to do it in the bathrooms of skeezy bars, and now you can't do that anymore. Take a bump, do something illicit with a woman, and then go about your night. Now you can't do that anymore because no bars exist.
Yeah.
And by illicit, I mean consensual, clearly, but just something that's nasty in a bar bathroom. And now you can't do it anymore.
Wow. As of today in Manchester, wow, this is in England, having sex with someone you don't live with is illegal.
Because of COVID?
Yeah, because of COVID. New rules means you can end up with a criminal record for having sex in your own home if it's someone that you don't live with. Thanks to new lockdown rules from today, anybody caught having sex at home with somebody who doesn't live there could land themselves with a criminal record.
So how
are you and Granny going to get over?
Well, I don't live in Manchester.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. You don't
live. So, what if that happened here?
Well, I guess I'd have to move in. So your girlfriend... But if you haven't been cohabitating with her, it's now illegal to do stuff with her.
Right. What if she's been your...
What if you've had... That's been your girl for a year and a half now, but now because you've made the smart decision to still live apart, now you can't have sex with her? Well, that's how it be sometimes.
Sorry.
Well,
she had a pancake ass anyway.
See, I don't... No. Not... No. I know we've made enough references today. There should be like a rule. We do that like four times a show at the most. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, here's a story. A man in a wheelchair holds up a jewelry store while pointing a gun with his feet. Okay. Do you think that this would be...
Did he have no arms?
Because
it seems like you're adding to the degree of difficulty if you decide to hold up a liquor store with your feet.
Pulled a gun. A 19-year-old man placed a note on the counter of a jewelry store in Canela, Brazil, then pulled a gun out on the shopkeeper. He was in a wheelchair. What do you think the getaway is like there?
Well,
you put it on the back of a van and it goes.
Yeah, if it's motorized.
For that's going to take
first,
a while.
If he's using his feet to hold someone up, I'm assuming there's an issue with his arm. So there's a lot of things I need. I need to see a picture of the wheelchair. Because is it motorized or is he rolling it? And does the guy who's running the van have to use the lift to get him there? And by the time, aren't the police already there?
And if not, do you think the getaway is down the street? I'm pretty sure you could catch him.
Yeah, I feel like a motorized wheelchair is not going to go
mm-mm,
very fast.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to call it poor planning.
It's poor. Why I'm going to get somebody else to do it for
me. Yeah, why wouldn't the guy who's driving the van be the one robbing?
Well, now, but see, here's the deal is that we got to have an equal opportunity. Oh, what? Wheelchair guy can't rob a jewelry store?
No, he can't. It just adds to the degree of difficulty.
Right.
But you can do it.
But you're trying to take away his rights.
Well, I don't think he has the right to rob a liquor store or a jewelry store.
Seems like he does to me.
No, it's not an.
He had that right. He's got the right to spend years in prison.
Yeah, it's not an inalienable right to rob something.
Well, it is to him.
Well,
oh, what? You don't want me to do it?
I can
do this myself.
I don't want anyone to do it, actually. It's nothing to do with you being in the chair, hypothetical man. Don't rob anywhere.
Says you. Oh, that's just for people that can walk, huh?
No, it's okay, for no thanks. One. I don't want you to rob any businesses, to be clear.
1057, Press Box, next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.